You're listening to the Build Assets Online Podcast. Learn how you can build a diverse and sustainable income online from two brothers who actually do it. Now, here are your hosts, Mike and Joe.
Joe and Mike, buildassetsonline.com. When should you start doing SEO for your high-ticket dropshipping store? This is the question that many people ask, many people wonder about. And I want to give a two-part answer because it really depends. And here's what you have to consider. Do you know how to do SEO already?
No.
Well, I'm not asking you. It's a hypothetical question.
But well, I don't.
If the answer is yes, then it's something you can work on from the beginning. And you could start making some plans at the beginning. If the answer is no, it shouldn't even be in your stream of thought until you have, I would say, the income level that you're looking for, that you're going to be comfortable with from paid ads.
So forgive me if I'm using these words improperly, but so you'll, with SEO, you'll have like on-page SEO, which has to do with, you have a product page. How are you writing the product title? How are your, you know, your headings properly built out? Are you doing that in a way that is SEO optimized?
Right.
But then there's also things like, you know, making blogs,
right,
to target organic keywords or building links.
Right. So I would say that the on-page SEO for products, and we've talked about this, I think, in other episodes, the on-page SEO for products is not that important, because when someone types in a product, Google's showing ads. The organic results are far, far down. So whatever work you're doing, you know, you mainly want to do that to optimize for Google Shopping, which you don't really need to do a lot of work for that, but you don't need to get crazy about optimizing your product pages, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So if you're doing high ticket dropshipping the way that we teach, if you have a different type of product page, it's going to be kind of dependent. Like if you're selling, I don't know, like a graphite pencil or something, and you want to just rank for graphite pencil, like it's a little bit different, but the way we teach it, I'm not really focused on ranking product pages too much, just because even if they rank high, there's so much to go to click them below the Google ads. So
yeah, and this is a problem that the majority of people don't understand. They want to rank for their product pages. Meanwhile, Google, it will always favor their paid options over their free ranking they're giving you.
Absolutely.
So when it comes to a product page, you're much better served having the shopping ad, having the text ad, not worrying about ranking organically for that product, which you can, but if you want to do like really low-hanging fruit, easy SEO, it's better to go after things like brand X versus brand Y, or you right. know, different questions that Google can't answer with a paid solution.
Right.
They have to give you their organic rankings, and that's where you want to show up.
Absolutely. So if you know how to do SEO, this is something you can kind of start planning from the beginning. If you know how to do SEO, you can potentially even start a site first, use another way to monetize it, Amazon, skim links, get the traffic first.
Yes.
People do this. You know, we've known people that have, they don't even run paid ads for dropshipping stores. Not that I would recommend that, but, you know, if you know how to do SEO, it's already a possibility. But in most of the cases, don't worry about it till you're getting the income level you're comfortable with.
Yeah, fact of the matter is, high-ticket dropshipping using Google ads, paying for the ads, is one of the easiest ways to start making money online and get off the ground. And so until you master that 1-2 punch right there, the high-ticket dropshipping products, good suppliers, plus the ads, you don't have to worry about anything else. Once you master that, then you can begin doing SEO and really leveraging everything you've done to scale your store.
Right. If you're looking to pick a picture in like the abstract Picasso format, you know, that's what you want to focus on. Don't go out trying to do like a photorealistic Monet or something.
Not sure I understand the metaphor, but we'll roll with it.
Buildassetsonline.com/playbook if you want to learn how to build an online asset portfolio the way we do it. Go there now. These allergies are killing me, Mike. I can't even.
Buildassetsonline.com/playbook. Go there. Register for the free web class. Show you how we do our thing. And take it easy.
Thanks for listening to the Build Assets Online Podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, don't forget, subscribe, share, and leave us a rating on whatever platform you might be listening from. And if you're ready to learn how to build your own online business portfolio, start now by visiting buildassetsonline.com/playbook. We'll see you in the next episode.